Okay. All right. Welcome to this episode of the Lehigh Valley with Love podcast. I'm your host, George Wacker. Quick thank you to our sponsors at Molly's Irish Grill and Sports Pub, Lehigh Valley Health Network, Michael Bernadin with Remax, Banco Beverage Company, our friends at WDIY, and of course, Wind Creek Event Center. Check out all their shows going on this summer. We're here to talk some, like, you know, breaking news, some press release stuff. This is always fun as well. We're here with Sean Ziller, who is the executive director of Bedco. Sorry, it took me a second there. Sean,
you got it.
How's it going? Welcome to the show.
It's great, George. Thanks for having me. As I said before we started, I am a frequent listener. So happy to be on the show and talk about all things Bethlehem and kind of what we have going on here recently.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you. Yeah, and what I was trying to not so eloquently say is that this, you said a press release and I'm reading it and I'm like, wait a minute, I'd like to like learn more about this. And these are the types of things sometimes where in a press release, you know, you can, as you're getting into some of these paragraphs, I'm like, well, I would love to see how this might affect somebody who is maybe, like you just said, listening to this podcast and might not get that press release. So
yep.
What are we talking about today? Let me set the stage and then the expert's going to expert it out. Mm-hmm. Earlier this month, the Bethlehem Economic Development Corporation, or BEDCO, received two significant grants from Pennsylvania's Main Street Matters program. One will fund long-term strategic planning for the Southside Arts District, a growing creative and commercial hub in South Bethlehem. And the other directs micro-grants of up to $5,000 to small businesses in both the Northside Alive and Southside Arts District corridors. This is a big step toward building a more vibrant, inclusive, and economically resilient Bethlehem. You know, full disclosure, I'm involved with Northside Alive. I'm mm-hmm. on the board there, so it's great to learn more about this stuff. I need you, though, to break down what BEDCO is and break down your role there for someone who is unfamiliar.
Sure. I mean, you handled it pretty well, so I don't really know if I have much to say. No, but, you know, so yeah, so I'm the executive director of the Bethlehem Economic Development Corporation, or BEDCO. My day job is I'm the deputy director of economic development for the city of Bethlehem. So BEDCO's been around since 1982. It's really the nonprofit, mm-hmm. private nonprofit arm of the city that facilitates economic development in the city of Bethlehem. So beyond the traditional mechanisms of economic development, we have four major programs, all of which operate in South Bethlehem. We have our Keystone Innovation Zone, which is really kind of a platform for entrepreneurs and tech-leaning businesses to really get their feet underneath them. And we offer grants and things like that. That's a Commonwealth-designated zone. We have our PI Business Incubator Facility, which is also located there on the south side. We have our mm-hmm. Southside Ambassadors Program, so the folks in the yellow shirts who are keeping yep. our streets clean and safe. And then we have our Southside Arts District, which is run expertly by Aaron Zebertavich and Katie, mm-hmm. Who is the assistant manager. So, you know, for us, the Main Street Matters Program was this initial $20 million statewide initiative put out by the governor through his 2024-2025 budget to boost downtowns, businesses, and community infrastructure across PA. We kind of have an embarrassment of riches, as you know, George, here in Bethlehem. We have our historic Main Street, which organically, it feels Main Street, number one Main Street in the country. Right. Shout out to that. But also we have this great kind of arts and cultural vibrancy in our Southside Arts District. And
like, almost have, I don't want the number one Main Street is amazing, but we kind of have two Main Streets in a way. You know, you have yep. your Main Streets on the south side. So that's great. And like you said, it's a good problem to have.
Right. And they both have their unique vibes.
Yes.
Right. And arts and culture is what Southside Arts District leans into. And so for us, when we were thinking about, all right, these great opportunities, through the Main Street Matters program, which funds things like planning grants that we'll talk about and public infrastructure support and a myriad of other things. You know, what do we really want to get to here? So we submitted mm-hmm. those two grants that you talked about, the planning grant for Southside Arts District, and then a business improvement grant pool, which we're calling BEDCO Big. to fund, as you said, public improvements, marketing support, hardware and connectivity support, and new tools and mechanisms for businesses in our on our north side and in our south side. There were 200 applications, from what I've been told, submitted for the Main Street Matters program. 81 community projects were funded in April. Unfortunately, we were two of those grants that were awarded.
And can you kind of break it down? Like, what does it look like to a business that is able to take this opportunity? Or I know what the Southside Arts District is, right? Like, sure. I have an understanding of it because I'm involved and I'm in some of these meetings. And, you know, for the person who, the lay person walking down the street, what is it? What changes might they see from something like this?
Sure. So Southside Arts District, you know, in and of itself is an organization program at BEDCO that really does a myriad of things. They host events. So we have, you know, our cocktail and cookie crawl. We have things that Aaron and Katie put on throughout the year to really complement what's happening on the north side. But in addition to that, they're really our feet on the ground and our ears to connect with businesses. So, you know, much of the, I think, growth and much of the development and the organic energy that's developing on the south side, I kind of both attribute that to businesses there that are niche businesses and have found their own market, but also to the work of the Southside Arts District in creating an environment where, you know, you can get on the Greenway and take a walk and see these great murals while simultaneously, you know, going to unique restaurants and retail that operate in Southside. So for us, you know, as we thought about where Southside Arts District is now, given where the Southside, or where Southside Bethlehem is in 2025, you know, is the organization, is the program positioned to continue to weather significant growth in South Bethlehem and assist businesses and assist our residents 5-10 years from now? The Southside Arts District already follows the main national Main Street model. So for us, the grant kind of served a dual purpose. One, to provide some strategic footing and groundwork to, again, help Southside Arts District anticipate ongoing growth. And two, this grant will give us the kind of all the elements that we need to ultimately submit an application to the Commonwealth to have Southside Arts District become a Main Street designated Main Street, which in many ways, you know, they're already following that model, but in many ways gives them the ability to tap into some additional resources. You know, we've seen in Easton, where I formerly worked, you know, they have a really renowned Main Street that is a model for a lot of other communities in the Commonwealth. And we think Southside Arts District does that for arts and culture community down there in South Bethlehem, and just has a riches of obviously the history there being adjacent to the steel site. So we really want to position the organization to not just weather, but also thrive in a growing Southside.
Yeah. And I mean, a quick shout out to Southside Arts District. If you're not following them on social media, do so. You know, I don't want to speak for them, but they put out newsletters, you know, keep you in the know, and they're always running events. My daughter called it the coldest night that ever happened, but we went down to the south side tree lighting, which is so different from the north side tree lighting.
Yeah.
It's so refreshingly different. They had like a rock band. I mean, I know the north side one had too, but we're talking like heavy metal type stuff. So it's really neat how the two different spaces are so vibrantly different, right?
And I know you deployed your drone when you were down there. I saw the drone.
I did. I was like, it gives me agita to think about now flying in the winter at night. But
yeah
it's amazing, you know. And so that allows you to have more, you know, resources for the Southside Arts District to continue to plan moving forward and have some, you know.
Yeah, have it be sustainable. I mean, I think, you know, we have a lot of great elements here in the Southside Arts District. You know, this planning grant is really geared toward communities that really are starting from scratch and want to have a Main Street. And we already have a lot of those great elements and a lot of things that would go into an ultimate package application for the designation. But there's critical pieces like that five-year strategy that you noted, you know, things that we really need to have an extensive process, both using a firm, hopefully engaging with a firm that has experience in the Main Street, but also just engaging with our community. Talk to our residents, business owners, strategic partners in the South Side. What do they want to see for an organization like South Side Arts District? So I think, you know, this grant will enable us in many ways to start that process and do it in a kind of methodical and strategic way.
Yeah, I mean, you touched on community input. Like, I've been to a lot of the South Side meetings for, I guess, separate topics, but it's great to see a lot of that community input as well. Talking about the micro grants, which is something that, you know, might perk up some ears from some business owners. The business improvement grant, can you explain that more? We mentioned like up to $5,000 to small businesses. What does that look like? Sure. How is that something that somebody can tap into? What resources are there? What do they do?
Sure. So I will plug the BEDCO website, www.bedco-pa.org. Hopefully I get that right.
And
on there is a tab at the top, Main Street Matters. And on there is the RFP. That we have for the planning grant, but in addition, the guidelines we've developed around the BEDCO Big, the Business Improvement Grant pool. And then in the coming days, hopefully, you know, by Monday or Tuesday of next week, we'll actually have the application live. We wanted to give business owners a chance to take those guidelines, digest them. Is this right for me? Is it not? And then we'll have the application go live, which will be housed right there in the website. So we did secure, as you said, the $35,000 grant for this Business Improvement Grant pool. But in actuality, it's a one-to-one match of the funds by businesses that we ultimately, BEDCO ultimately awards. So in essence, it's a total pool of $70,000 for this business improvement program. Alex Miller, who works in our office here, is our economic development coordinator for the city and who supports BEDCO, really did an amazing job at putting together this grant application. And it really took a community effort in essence, because it wasn't us saying, this is what we think businesses need, right? Because I work here in City Hall and I'm not on the day-to-day and I interact with businesses, but not every day. So we really leaned on our partners in neighborhoods like Southside Arts District, like the Chamber and Northside Alive to understand what businesses really needed. You know, part of the application process for this was we actually had to go out and demonstrate to the Commonwealth that we had businesses that needed this funding and would use it for the things we ultimately applied for, which I can chat about in a second. You know, I say all the time that I wish we, City, BEDCO, had a never-ending pot of money that we can kind of just deploy and inject into our businesses. Fortunately, that's not the case. And oftentimes when you really drill down into it, it's not what businesses need, right? They need marketing support. They need somebody to help, you know, account for their finances. They need that cost they kind of put off, maybe to make their space more ADA accessible or to do a facade improvement. They kind of put off because they're just busy. Being a business owner is one of the toughest.
And that can be a big. I know we just say a facade improvement, but that can be the difference between somebody walking in and not walking in.
Exactly, 100%, and especially in Bethlehem where there's so much history tied into these buildings. You know, doing it in a thoughtful way is important to us. So, you know, when we did this grant application, we realized that business needs were focused in a few different areas. It was businesses that have been struggling with marketing support. So that's maybe engaging a marketing firm to help get the word out about their business or an expansion of their business. You know, those businesses that need connectivity or hardware tools, internet adjacent, or those that haven't had the time or the money to devote to, as I mentioned, facade or accessibility improvements. And that's really, I think, it's really going to go far to helping businesses where we have been told they need help the most. So business owners can continue to operate their businesses, continue to focus on that, you know, and we can kind of help them to address some of these other needs and, you know, things they've put off.
So, I mean, this is a big win for you guys because, I mean, I don't want to talk about the communities that didn't get, you know, the grants, and, you know, but being able to come out is a testament to the work that you guys put in, but also then to have that kind of at least emotional or conversational investment from the business owners to say, this is what we need.
Absolutely.
You know, what did you learn? Was there anything maybe surprising to you that you learned from these conversations or over the past few months?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, from my time in Easton, you know, I was in Easton for over 2 years and mm-hmm. You know, been with the city here, you know, for 14, 15 months, you know, again, you can sit down with a business and understand their day-to-day operation. And again, you know, they may say, oh, I'm struggling. I wish I just had a grant to, you know, $5,000 extra to do this.
Sure.
You know, but when you really sit down and drill into what, you know, what challenges are they facing? You know, when they're struggling, and we're talking about, you know, recruiting new businesses, we also have to think about how do we retain our current, you know, great businesses we have here. You know,
right.
Unfortunately, we're not going to be able to prevent all of them from maybe leaving where they are, but we have a mandate, and we have, you know, a requirement from a city BEDCO perspective to support businesses where, you know, where they're at and to support them as mm-hmm. best we can. And so what I learned through this process is kind of what I learned when I was in Easton, which is, you know, when you get down to the meat of it, you know, businesses have very specific needs and have very specific challenges. And so you can't paint a lot of that with a broad brush. You need to take these tools like a Main Street Matters grant and deploy it in a sensible way and deploy it in conjunction with the business owner to understand, you know, what's the scope of work and how can we support and is this the right, you know, place to put the funding. And so I think it's, you know, we're very good about thinking through things methodically here. And I think simultaneously, once business owners understand our approach to these grants, they kind of jump on board.
Yeah. I mean, this is, I don't want to say the boring work, but it's some of the boring work, you know, you're putting in the so that we're able to have, you know, storefronts that aren't vacant for a long time and we're yes. able to get people downtown. You talk about Northside Alive a little bit. I'm a part of that. I volunteer. I'm a member. I live in that neighborhood. And to see places like the Wicked Botanist took over for a storefront that Verde was in, a very yep. public storefront on Broad yep. Street there. Kind of still in that, but like the Gem Shop on New Street, the Gemeral store. I'm sorry.
Yes.
The Gemeral
yes.
store. Like that's a new place that went in. So it's exciting to see some of these new businesses who are owned by local people, you know, doing well and having the excitement around them. And it's, I don't want to, you know, I'm equating things some kind of in the ether here, but just to have that support is really nice to have.
Yeah. I mean, part of my job as the Deputy Director of Economic Development is everything from small business development all the way up to working with, you know, developers on these larger projects. A lot of, you know, great ones that are coming into the city. And obviously we have our community development department that does a lot around affordable housing, you know, but for me, I love my job so much because, you know, part of it is just going into a business and talking one-on-one with the business owner to understand, you know, what they're feeling, what they're experiencing and why they chose Bethlehem.
Yeah.
Again, we have an embarrassment of riches here where we're having businesses that have been here for decades are thriving. And then we have people who, you know, want to come here because they see the quality of life, they see the business market and say, you know, I can really make a life here and make a difference in my business. And that I think speaks as a testament to Bethlehem, Lehigh Valley, you know, on a greater scale. And not to plug, but you know, I know it ties directly into your, you know, your most recent episodes here, talking about real estate and the price of, you know, housing
yeah.
and everything that goes into that. But it's kind of this, you know, reverse backyard now, right? It's folks who live in the suburbs who see cities now as kind of their backyard. And I think in many ways for Bethlehem, for me, I don't live right in the city. I live up mm-hmm. in North Whitehall. You know, Bethlehem is my city. You know, we come down here and bring family because they say, oh man, you have a store devoted to doorknobs, a unique store devoted to doorknobs
yeah,
on Main Street.
Knobs and knockers.
Knobs
right
and knockers.
Main Street.
Right. And then a couple doors down, you have Moravian Bookstore, which I manage to go into every single time I'm on Main Street. So, you know, I think it's just, for me, it is, you know, recognizing that these funds can make a difference.
Another plug. I mean, I wish I knew the name. I'm going to put it in if I can edit. But there's a new vinyl shop coming into Southside
yep.
Bethlehem.
Yep.
Like that's, I don't, in my opinion, I feel like that's when you know a community is doing well is when you have new vinyl stores popping
yes.
up in 2025. That's exciting, you know. It's
yeah.
cool.
This is very much and it's you know, it's businesses that personally resound with me. It's very much a, you know, here's my money type of situation.
Like you're going to, I want to wax poetic, but instead of maybe driving to certain places, you're walking downtown, you're spending your money.
Yes.
In those spots. And there's something, there's something special about that. And that's why, I love the Northside Live. I love Southside Arts District, all the stuff that you guys are doing. And I just wanted to make sure that people knew, hey, you're out there fighting the good fight. And say, we gave the website, we'll make sure that's in the show notes. Going forward, say somebody's listening to this a year from now.
Sure.
What are ways, if they're a business owner or they just want to get involved in the community, can they reach out? What can the regular citizen do, I guess?
Sure. So, I think we're always, I would say from a grant funding perspective toward these small business, initiatives, we're constantly looking for a funding that can, in many ways, replenish a lot of programs that are already here, right? So we had a commercial facade program. We now have a historic facade program. We have this Main Street Matters grant. So we're always, constantly thinking about the fact that this is an ongoing need, and I think for us here in the Economic Development Bureau, we're thinking about, it's one thing to make a decision and say, I want to start my new business from scratch. And we don't have to make it harder. By we, I mean the city. So, we're constantly thinking about ways that we can improve how businesses make the decision to come here and to make sure that they're comfortable with the process, whether that's starting a business, finding a location. We're leaning more into that of really working with our regional partners to see what vacancies are available. Because, ultimately, the right spot for you, business owner, may not be Main Street Bethlehem, but it could be somewhere up on Linden Street.
Sure. Right? And it's helpful to have people who know some of these places too, right?
Correct. So we're trying to, retool and kind of update our processes here so that, when you come here, it's a one-stop shop for business expansion or growth, right? You can talk to here the codes and planning team, talk about the the permits you may need. So we're, aside from these great grant programs, in our day-to-day, we're just looking to improve the ability for businesses to come here. And also, we want businesses to be able to come to us, businesses that are here, come to us if they're facing challenges. We may not be able to solve it in a minute, but it's good for us to be able to take their concerns and leverage it in terms of connecting them with our partners in the community, whether it's the Small Business Development Center, whether it is our chamber or our Southside Arts District who can kind of work with them. So very much we don't rely on a pot of money, as I said, but we rely on our connections and our ability to support businesses in that way.
Yeah, I think I'd be more willing to be putting up a business in a community that I know I'm going to have other people to kind of talk to or resources,
Score.
An issue.
Yeah, Score, the mentorship program. I see all the time, it's often challenging for businesses to have somebody they don't know come in and say, this is what I think you should do with your business. Score is a mentorship program where it's businesses that have maybe struggled and now thrive and are willing to give back. That's a great resource we have here in the community. To answer your original question, if anybody wants to get in touch with us, that's a business. They can reach out to econdev, econdev, at bethlehem-pa.gov. That's our general economic development email here, and that kind of filters around everybody.
All right. Sean, this is great. I learned a lot. You think I should know some of this stuff, but I'm being clued in on more things every day, so I appreciate it.
That's right. That's what we're here for.
And congratulations. These are great grants, and it's great to continue to hear about investment coming into our community. This is what allows us to do all these fun things months from now, and it's all the hard work you guys are putting in behind the scenes. So thank you, congrats, and hope to see you down at a music fest in a little bit.
Yeah, thanks, George, appreciate it. And everybody, come on down, music fest starting up soon, and we're excited. Get another year.
See you soon. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
A big thank you to our sponsors, Michael Bernadin with Remax Real Estate, Molly's Irish Grill and Sports Pub, Banco Beverage Company, Wind Creek Event Center, WDIY 88.1 FM, and of course our friends at Lehigh Valley Health Network. Thank you for allowing us to continue to bring these episodes to you.